You can cut any amount of my tangents that you would like.
any amount of what?
Tangents that you would like. It was on fine tangent form today.
It's often not worth the effort.
Yeah.
Like, I don't actually care about the length people want to hear us, but it's more like how much crosstalk happens, and the longer an episode goes, the more of that there tends to be. But it wasn't a ton. If I am diligent in sticking to my markers and not like fishing for extra pieces to edit, it should be okay.
Yeah, I was trying to mark them as well, and there wasn't actually a ton of crosstalk today, I don't think. So I'm trying to... I definitely did do a little bit of it, but I'm trying to be a little bit more cognizant of it.
I am too, but my meds are mostly gone by this point in the episode. So yeah, it's
yeah, I have that advantage of being earlier. And also I've recently had my meds upped slightly. So
yeah, well, I got a booster dose thanks to my meeting starting at 6 o'clock in the morning now and going all the way through the same end of day. So I, you know, at least have a fighting chance of not having to completely go decide like which meetings I'm going to pretend to pay attention to, or not pretend, but like hang on by the skin of my teeth to try to pay attention to. So,
right.
But even this point in the night, even the booster's gone. So, yeah.
Yeah. I was having a little bit, I upped it a little bit because I was having the like, it's not a good sign if you're sitting there like really hoping your tutoring student's going to flake at the. I, you know, not because I enjoy working with my tutoring students, but it's later in the day, you know, and both of them are ADHD college students. Being ADHD college students, they flake sometimes. And they're adults, so it's a little different than other situations. So but been working with them pretty well. Yeah, and I'm gonna be taking two classes. I thought I was only gonna have one class next semester, but then I turned out that I actually messed up what my requirements are, and I need to take another one. That's hopefully easier. It's just online, and I know half of the material really well, and not the other half of the material. So we'll see. But that may be a little bit of an impact, especially around rotation. Might be difficult because there'll be lots of Hearthstone stuff going on with the release of a new expansion, and it'll be right as I'm finishing up those classes. So
we don't know exactly when rotation is next year, right?
No, we don't.
I mean, we can make some assumptions that it's probably going to be
in like March or April-ish.
If we assume that the mini set's going to be mid-Jan, then I think we can assume mid-March, right? Because it's usually 2 months after that when they're not doing that abbreviated schedule that they did this year.
Right.
And that would be 4 months after November.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they might be abbreviating it more.
We are still live, by the way. But like, not that we know anything about this, but just...
Yeah. Well,
I'm
just speculating based on like we know the date for BlizzCon next year, right?
And right, September 12th early. And 13th. It is quite early.
So, if they were to put out it, like it's not so early that it would that they could do a. Expansion 2 reveal at BlizzCon, right? But I guess potentially you could have a quite early expansion 3. Maybe they'll just be revealing like a mini set at BlizzCon.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how all the timing is going to work out. It's just really weird that BlizzCon's in September, right? Like a whole 2 months earlier than normal.
After they did that whole realignment to get the schedule to work better. But yeah.
Right. So,
yeah,
I mean, maybe the trade-off is like, well, we've got Worlds at BlizzCon, but maybe there won't be a big announcement. I don't know. That seems weird.
Or maybe they announced that. I mean, so what they did when they had the 10th anniversary was they didn't. They just announced the next year's sets themes early, so that they had something to announce. So they might announce the next expansion early, but not.
But we just enter spoiler
release
season.
Release it early.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, they usually, it, that's how it goes, right? Is it's announced and then it won't be released for a while. Yeah. So that could work, announcement in September and then, you know, releases in October or something. But all this to say, maybe if that's how it's going to go, it would be an earlier rotation. I don't know if they're like shifting everything up a little bit again.
Yeah, maybe. I selfishly, that would be more convenient for my own schedule.
Yeah, fingers crossed, right? Also fingers crossed, because dear Lord, I want to find out if the result of this great experiment that is 2025 in Hearthstone. I don't even know what I want out of it. I just it's a weird year, and I think once we finally cut Great Dark Beyond and Perils and Whiz Bang loose, which do have the more powerful stuff right now because StarCraft is in Great Dark Beyond. Like, what does that even look like? Are suddenly a quests playable, right? Like, are
I mean, Walla Warlock came back.
That could be like a tier one deck because it,
who knows?
It has an OTK. Like, yeah, there's just so much, you know, tourists will be gone, which is a big deal.
Starships will be gone.
Starships will be gone. Any number of whiz bang things that have managed to survive. Like, yeah, a lot of stuff will be gone that is sort of holding up these sort of decks that have come time and time and again.
No more Protoss decks.
Yeah. So, you know, be happy to see all of that go. Will I then also be happy to play some of these things that have not landed in new context? I guess, because some of them haven't really gotten a chance. But my concern is that it will still feel like playing with old cards, because even though they didn't hit, like, they've been around a while. I don't know.
I mean, how did you feel after Gen and Baku went out? Because, like, we're in that same situation, right? Where everyone thought that Magnetic was like a waste of a keyword, and then Gen and Baku went out and all that stuff from the prior year rotated out, and all of a sudden we had Mech Hunter and Mech Warrior then we had like Dr. Boom Warrior and Mech Hunter and stuff like that.
I'm probably misremembering, I liked Odd Mage, so I didn't have as much of a problem with Gen and Baku. Although there's a difference between, like, you know, being fine with them sticking around a little longer and being fine with them sticking around a year longer, right? So I don't know. Was that also
Kel'Seth, or was Kel'Seth the year before? Because there was also the 2 years where we didn't get to play two drops.
Yeah. Well, they also, I mean, it didn't help that there weren't that many good two drops. But yeah, I guess it's just like, will the first expansion of next year be better than this year? Or will it continue the trend? And I hope it's better, because I would love an expansion where, like, everything comes out and I get to go, Oh, yes. So many new cards. Or not new cards, because Warrior is playing a lot of new cards. But I want to say so many new decks to try, right?
I mean, like, Tokimage is new.
Yeah, Tokimage is new. I was excited about it. And I think that's genuinely cool. It's using a crap ton of good defensive old cards, but like it feels like they've made a bunch of stuff that hasn't hit, and then just your random powerful card has made it.
I mean, Sleet Skater's another one, right? Where that's just been there. That's been also propping up Mage for a really long time. Like the combination of Sleet Skater and Shield Battery are really just like propping up defensive mages, and it's going to be interesting to see when they can't gain 20 armor in a turn, how do they function? Ceaseless going too is also.
I hope I'm playing Syndragosa Mage. God, like, yeah. genuinely, because we did the signature is at the end of this rewards track. So,
yeah, but a lot of these like you shouldn't be able to do that in neutral cards are going away. Like Bob's going away, Ceaseless is going away, Zilliax is
going away.
Yeah,
and Zilliax. Oh, there's so much I'm just ready to say goodbye to.
Yeah. I mean, we're still going to have Ancient of Yore, but I think that's really like the only one of those things that's really going to be.
And they toned it down, right?
And like, they toned it down.
Acceptable levels.
We're going to have Elise. That's the main.
Elise and Ancient of Yore.
Elise is going to get nerfed. Maybe not. Maybe, but I don't imagine Elise surviving in its current iteration at the rate they've been nerfing things. I don't think it's going to remain unscathed. I mean, for its
Zeddy's pounding on his desk about the fact that like the person who plays least first is like heavily favored in any given matchup.
Yeah,
he's been banging that drum for a while now, so
one way to do it, maybe this is less possible than I'm optimistic about this, but like if you've got enough good strategies that it would be bad to run 10 different mana costs worth of cards, right? Like Elise being so prevalent is a symptom of the slower format they desired, right?
Yeah.
So if you've got aggro decks that top out at 6, well, those aren't Elise decks.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
People don't play as many of the aggro decks, and there tends to be less, like, even when there's multiple good ones, people only play, like, the one that's really good. Because we do have, like, a few options right now, but there are fewer, like, tight lists that are not pure aggro right now. And most of them, therefore, because it's a slower meta, can find room for a couple Elstra cards. There are some, like, quest decks and stuff that haven't been able to shine, but with rotation might, and they have some lethality when they get going, like Quest Priest and Quest Shaman. Although Quest Shaman won't have Shudderwalk, so actually that probably won't work, but Quest Priest doesn't rely as much on older cards, I don't think. Depending on what the spell package looks like, if there's good spells in the new set, then it might be okay.
I mean, it does, because it's the drink.
The drink is really important.
The drink and the Taurus, right, are what it... Well, not the Taurus so much, but the drink is pretty important for it to be able to finish the shadow part of that quest.
Yeah, so there would need to be something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
But it's also the fact that, like, Elise is also good because this is a format where you can put Wisp in your deck unironically and not be punished for it.
Right.
Like, that's kind of speaking to the power level of the format, that you're able to put a, like, I can't remember a format where you could put Wisp in your deck and feel good about it. But it's just like, because Elise is such a power outlier compared to the rest of everything that's available, that you can justify putting a literal dead card in your deck.
I think it's that plus there's more draw than there used to be, when because there were times when cards were, I think, even more, like, I don't think this is the lowest power format we've ever had or like anything like that, but we have more draw, so it's not the only card in your hand than like early Hearthstone, early Curvestone type of stuff.
But it's still a draw that you're blanking intentionally.
Yeah.
I'm just looking.
No, it is still a symptom of something. Like, we couldn't have gotten away with that last year, probably.
Yeah.
Or the year before.
I'm just looking at some of the like legend, just like legendaries that are rotating.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, I'm sure we'll have this conversation again as main part of a show when it actually come time. But Califro, which, you know, is just the one deck. Dorian, same deal for Protoss.
Dungar. Dungar's been Rogue. Nerfed, but yeah.
Oh, well, I'm looking in the clang, so this is just whiz bang stuff. But Ziliax, Ventrboom, we haven't seen in a while. Wheel of Death, Shutterblock, and Hagatha.
Yeah.
Yep. Shaman's losing basically everything it's playing.
Haven't seen Sonya in ages, but Sonya, yeah. Serini, Raza,
Mactharadon, Karim,
Khadgar, King Plush,
Aulonius,
and Aviana, right? Yeah. Sky Mother Aviana. Mactharadon, Headless Horseman,
Puzzle Master Khadgar.
As you mentioned before, Bob, and like other event cards.
Zarimi.
All Grifka. The tourists from Perils, right? All the tourists. Yeah. Eliza, Patches,
Incendius.
Sasquatch. Yeah, Incendius.
Grifta.
Sandcastle.
Yeah, Grifta.
Bolgen. No yeah. More. Bolgen,
I know.
No more bird watching. The rain, too. Yeah. And Turbulus also.
I mean, a lot of the tourists, right, have seen play.
Yeah.
Most of them, really.
Marin.
Yep, Marin has stuck around a lot. Grifta.
Yeah.
God, remember when we, like, Gorgon Zormu being overplayed was like the concern, like
Dreamplanner Zephyrus. My cheesy boy.
I'm not sure I ever would have wanted to see him nerfed, right? I was totally fine with the 3 mana 3/3 Gorgon Zormu. But so lots of Perils stuff.
Yeah.
And then Dark Beyond,
Nael,
all the StarCraft cards.
Yeah.
Exarch Maladar for DK, right? Which she's at something with corpses.
Deirdre's seen play a little tiny bit every now and then.
Yeah. Nael's the big one.
Kil'jaeden's going away.
Kil'jaeden is going away. Ding dong.
Lumia will have left without ever being played. She was the
paladin
six
one.
Six mana, nine lifesteal. Yeah.
I really was like higher on that card, and yeah, it just didn't work out.
I think it's just too weird. Oh, Sarun's going too.
I mean, the biggest thing about Dark Beyond really is the StarCraft cards.
Yeah. Well, and Exodar. There's still some Starship decks. Yeah, there's still some other StarCraft.
Right, but Exodar, Kil'jaeden, Ceaseless, right? Ceaseless is huge. It also makes it least worse not having Ceaseless, right?
Yeah. I mean, the fact that Starship Rogue is, again, a deck is displeasing to me greatly. And...
Yeah. Well, then who knows what stuff they'll do with Core, right?
But,
then...
Maybe they'll nerf Shadow stuff.
Good riddance to Bob.
I don't think so. I wouldn't hold my breath for a nerf.
Look, let me have this one thing, okay? Like, let me have some hope.
Yeah. So, it will definitely be different, and of course, they can always tinker around things a bunch with Core. But my big question is like, how am I going to feel if rotation happens and we're playing quest decks? Is that going to feel okay? Which, you know, very dependent on like what tech they take. Do they say, okay, it's been a year, we've depowered everything, now we can start ramping up, and then the first expansion of the year is like, you know, very good by comparison, or will they just be like, and let's continue this train? I don't know.
it's hard to say what's going to happen. Yeah. It's, yeah. I don't know. I hope that they.
Here we go. They'll put Kingsbane in for Rogue so that we can play the quest.
why must you do that?
Or Togwaggle scheme? Oh, Gear Shift would actually be great. Shuffle the two leftmost cards in your deck, then draw three cards.
Oh yeah, I remember Gear Shift.
Like, there are definitely things from WoW that they could put in Rogue to make the quest more playable. I genuinely am just like, how on earth did it exist with as few shuffle effects as there were? I don't know.
And we'll be losing some of the ones that we do have, like Moonstorm Mauler.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big loss. Basically, it's like, and they may not care about it at all, right? But I could see them doing something like putting Gear Shift back in core or something, or not back, but into core.
Maybe they'll bring back Shard of the Naru.
But like, ideally, you want to be able to play it without having to play Merchant of Legend, right?
That's the only thing I care about in core, is bring back Shard of the Naru. Make me happy. That's it. That's all I care about.
That'll be the discussion.
I mean, they might. It's been a solid year without.
Yeah.
Right.
And we've seen how hard. See the 1 year that we didn't have Shard of the Naru. Look what happened. We had Shard of the Naru for 3 years before that, and everything was great. They took Shard of the Naru out, everything fell to shit, right?
Yeah, that was the problem. Yep.
Clearly, Shard of the Naru was the linchpin that was holding the entire meta together, and we need to bring it back for the good of the game. That's what it is.
This will be another example I use when next teaching stats of how correlation is not causation.
Listen, my logic is infallible.
Uh-huh. Well.
All right. Well, we should probably find somebody to raid, I think. Because I have, once again, 6 a.m. meetings tomorrow, which I am thrilled about. Which involves finding somebody to raid who's streaming. May's streaming. Okay, we can go raid May. That is an easy decision. If I can spell her name. There we go. Okay, hang on. No, I got to press the button. So, all right. I have pressed the button, which means we need to wait 10 seconds for it to allow us to raid. So thanks, everybody, for coming out. And we will see you next week. Have a wonderful night. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.